If we set boundaries, running our business becomes a more enjoyable and soft experience because we're honoring ourselves. When you neglect to honor yourself in all that you do, then you end up setting yourself on fire to light someone else's candle. So you don't want to make yourself uncomfortable. You're listening to the Solopreneur Hustle, a community that connects you with the resources you need to take the hustle out of solopreneurship. I'm your host, Nia Lewis, a business coach based in Charleston, South Carolina. The Solopreneur Hustle has a new Streamline Your Business Bootcamp that'll walk you through how to increase your income while decreasing the amount of time you spend working in your business. Subscribe to our email list today using the link in the description for this episode to get instant access to our free Streamline Your Business Bootcamp. All right, let's jump into this week's episode. Hey y'all, welcome to this week's episode. So today we're going to be discussing boundaries in business. I'm going to be sharing what boundaries I think are the most important to set as business owners. And then I'm also going to share how to set boundaries if you struggle with this. So I was inspired to record this episode because when I think about some of the most stressful moments I've had in my life as a solopreneur, I've realized now, you know how we say hindsight's 2020. I realize now that the root cause of a lot of that stress was usually around me having non-existent boundaries. So when I started my business, I didn't fully understand or recognize that I even needed boundaries as a business owner. I started my first business when I was like 20 or 21, so I was really young, and I just wanted to make my customers happy. I wanted to share my gifts with the world. And the last thing on my mind was boundaries. And it wasn't really until things started happening that required me to put boundaries in place that I realized boundaries were so important. When I started my business, I was just happy people were willing to buy from me. So I wasn't even thinking about boundaries. I was just thinking about how to make it. But I think often we don't know what boundaries we need until someone oversteps something or makes us uncomfortable or does something that gets on our nerves. And then that's when we realize in this journey that, oh my God, wow, okay, I need to put something in place so this doesn't happen again. So that's kind of how I discovered that I needed boundaries. But ever since I created boundaries in my business, I felt more free and happy. I feel less stressed. So if you know you're desperate to start implementing more strict boundaries in your business, then this episode is for you. So today I'm going to begin by defining what a boundary is and what it can look like for you as a business owner. Then we're going to discuss some of the benefits of setting boundaries. And then today we're going to end with some strategies that we can use to set boundaries. And I'm also going to specify some areas in your business where it's probably smart to have some boundaries in place to help you protect your peace. All right, let's go ahead and jump in. So what is a boundary? What does this mean? What can it mean for us as solopreneurs? So I define a boundary as openly communicating my values and how I expect people to treat me. So the whole point of a boundary is to preserve and protect people taking advantage of you, compromising what's important to you, or violating a standard that you have for yourself in your business. Now, I saw this, I was reading a blog post, and I'll link it down below if you'd like to check it out. It was a blog I was reading about boundaries, and the author of this blog just so eloquently described what a boundary is and why it's so important. So I'm going to read this little passage for you all here from this blog. A boundary is an imaginary line that separates me from you. It separates your physical space, your feelings, needs, and responsibilities from others. Your boundaries also tell people how they can treat you, what's acceptable and what isn't. Without boundaries, people may take advantage of you because you haven't set limits about how you expect to be treated. Now, that last sentence for me just tied that up so nicely, because I think back to times where I felt burnt out, overworked, used and abused by my customers. It was like I was doing something I loved, but simultaneously I just felt used and abused. And I realized now that that had nothing to do with them and everything to do with me. Having a boundary isn't saying, don't do this, don't ask me this, don't ask me to do that, don't request this service, don't book me for that. It's not saying that. It's saying, you can book me for whatever you want, but I won't be able to do it if this is not something I offer. You can request this service if you want, but unfortunately, this isn't in my job description. So unless you're willing to ratify our contract, then I won't be able to offer these particular services. I'm only able to offer what we originally agreed upon and discussed. So a boundary isn't telling your customers, don't do this to me, don't ask me this, don't do this. It's saying that if you do this, I'm going to respond this way. So in business, I feel like boundaries put us in control of how we conduct business. Now, as business owners, ultimately, we work for our customers, but that doesn't mean that we don't have a say-so in how people treat us. So you don't want to let your customers order you around or make you do whatever. You should have boundaries around how you want to be treated, how you expect for your business relationships to go, and how you are operating as a CEO. So if you don't have boundaries in place, what often happens is, and I'm speaking from experience here, when you don't have boundaries and you haven't defined or specified how you want to be treated, then you often end up feeling passive aggressive towards your customers. And this is really energy that is misdirected, I feel. I directed negative energy towards my customers when I should have been looking in the mirror and saying, why are people treating me this way? It's because I'm allowing it, you know? So when we feel passive aggressive towards our customers, we may be thinking, oh, they should have never said that. Why would they even ask for that? They're so annoying. They should know better. But how are they supposed to know what to do if you haven't created an intention or a guideline around how you expect to be treated when a customer sits down in your chair or walks into your place of business or sends you an email or a DM? If your expectations haven't been communicated, then you can't expect your customers to be a mind reader. Now, when you don't have boundaries, another thing that can happen is that you end up feeling used and abused by your customers or taken advantage of or overworked. So I remember I had one of my first clients way back when I started my first business right out of college. I was doing some social media marketing consulting, and I had a client who was always piling on more things for me to do. I started out doing social media. Next thing you know, I'm doing helping him out with contracts and all types of other random stuff, making flyers and anything and everything you can think of. And at the time he was paying me hourly, but I just felt so overworked. I felt like what I was doing, I wasn't tracking how many hours I was working. So I felt underpaid. And all of this was because I didn't have boundaries in place. The contract I had with him was kind of vague. It didn't list specific projects that I would work on for him and how those projects would be tracked. And so I had to end up creating boundaries around what I was willing to do, how much I was willing to work for him, and what I was not willing to do. So if you don't have boundaries, you'll end up feeling used and abused and overworked, and that's not what you deserve. And then another result of not having boundaries that has been my testimony is that we often find ourselves doing things we don't want to do or don't feel comfortable doing when we have boundaries. So if you haven't set expectations with your customer from the beginning about what your service entails or what comes with your product, you may find that customers start requesting things outside of what you were expecting to offer. And then if you have a hard time saying no because you don't have those guidelines in place to say, well, let me actually reference that product description that actually wasn't a part of it. So if you would like to add something else, we can do that. We can discuss that, but this wasn't in the original description. So sometimes our product descriptions or our contracts are like our saving grace with establishing boundaries, especially if we have a hard time saying no. I'm a recovering people pleaser. So when I started my business, like I was telling y'all earlier, I was just happy people were buying from me. I wanted to make my customers happy. I wanted to get good reviews. And so I had no boundaries until I discovered that I really needed them. So those are some of, I feel, the results of not having boundaries that can be so detrimental to our joy and peace and happiness as solopreneurs. As y'all know, I am all about creating a soft life as a solopreneur. And as women, we can't feel soft as CEOs if we're constantly putting ourselves in predicaments where we feel stressed, burnt out, overworked, and uncomfortable. So this is why setting boundaries is so important. If we set boundaries, running our business becomes a more enjoyable and soft experience because we're honoring ourselves. When you neglect to honor yourself in all that you do, then you end up setting yourself on fire to light someone else's candle. So you don't want to make yourself uncomfortable to make someone else comfortable. I think a lot of times as women, we do that. Like, we put ourselves in uncomfortable predicaments to make other people feel good. But we can't live a soft life as a CEO, as a solopreneur, if we are constantly putting ourselves on the back burner to make other people feel good. So a part of setting boundaries is literally choosing yourself, honoring yourself, honoring what makes you happy and what makes you feel good. Another benefit of setting boundaries are that you're able to create a life that you really love, where you don't feel rushed, you feel aligned and joyful. And if you teach people how to treat you, you all around create a better energy in your business because you're bringing a good energy to your business. Your customers can always feel when your energy is off. So honoring yourself essentially also allows you to create a better experience for your customers overall. And I'll also add to this that you deserve to feel like your best self in all that you do. And you can't feel your best if you allow energy into your space that doesn't feel good to you. So these are all the reasons why boundaries are important. You deserve to feel respected. You deserve to feel peace. And it's hard to feel respected and peaceful and to have joy if we always feel ran over. So now I'm going to share three things you should probably have boundaries around in your business. And then I'm also going to share how to set boundaries in these specific areas. Now, before we get into these strategies, I want to add here that in order to know and understand what you need boundaries around, you have to really first reflect on what you want for your life and allow boundaries to support the lifestyle you want to create. So if you know that you don't want to have to look at your phone after 5 p.m. because you're done with work, then you know that you have to create a boundary around time and communication. If you know that you don't want to work on the weekends and you don't want to hear from people on the weekends, then you have to create a boundary around only being available for work Monday through Friday. Maybe you want 4-day weekends. So you have to create a boundary around your customers knowing you're available only on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you know? So in order for me to have created boundaries that make me feel good, that support the lifestyle I'm trying to create, in order for me to create a soft life, I had to first reflect on what I wanted for my life, why things weren't the way I wanted them to be in that moment, and then figure out and work backwards and figure out, all right, what boundaries do I need to put in place so that I'm not getting texts at 12 o'clock in the night, or at the very least seeing texts at 12 o'clock midnight and feeling stressed and unable to even get sleep because I'm looking at customers' texts, you know? All right, so I just wanted to say that you really need to reflect on what you want for your life and how you want to be treated for you to know what boundaries it makes sense for you to put into place here. All right, so here are three things you should have boundaries around in your business, and I'm also going to share here how to set boundaries in these areas. All right, number one, you should probably have boundaries around your product or service offerings. So what I mean here is that your product and service descriptions should be extremely straightforward and clear as to what you're offering and what you're not offering. So your description should not be vague. It should list out every little thing that this product or service includes. There should be no room for ambiguity or guesswork around what you're offering. If you don't have that boundary around your product or service offerings, what you'll find is that customers will try to slither in and add in extra things that were never discussed prior. You may find that customers request you to do things the way you used to do them and not how you're doing them now. So your contracts, your product or service descriptions should be so clear so that there are expectations around what you're offering from the beginning. So let's talk about some scenarios relating to this area and how you can set a boundary. So let's just say you used to offer a service that you no longer are offering, but you have a customer who requests this service. So you may feel obligated to offer this customer this service that you no longer feel comfortable offering. Maybe you love this customer, you have a hard time saying no, but you know it's important for you to honor your boundaries for all the reasons we already discussed, and you don't deserve to put yourself in an uncomfortable scenario just to make someone else happy. So you could say something like, if you request this service, unfortunately, I'll no longer be able to provide it for you. If you would like this service, unfortunately, I'm not able to offer it, but I'd be happy to recommend to you someone that I know who does offer the service and they do great work. So you could either make it cut and dry and say, if you request this service, unfortunately, I'll no longer be able to offer it. Or you can make it a little bit more friendly and say, you know what, I'm not able to do this anymore, but I'd be happy to recommend someone to you who actually does. Now, let's just say you have a client who is always trying to add extra things to your to-do list or extra things onto your plate that weren't previously discussed, and they never bring up paying you more money, but they always bring up asking you to do more work. I've been there and I had a hard time being confrontational and saying, look, this isn't what you paid me to do, so I'm not going to do it. So here's a way that you can address these types of situations and set boundaries so that you're not lighting yourself on fire to light someone else's candle. You could say something like, this request actually falls outside of the scope of work I was originally hired for, but if you'd like to add on a service or ratify our contract, I'd be happy to discuss working with you on an additional project for additional pay. So there you go. There's really no other way to say it. Look, we didn't discuss this. This is not within the scope of work that you're paying me for. However, I'm willing to do it if you're willing to pay me more money. All right, so those are some boundaries you can set around your product or service offerings. Now, the second area that I've had to set boundaries around as a solopreneur are boundaries around my time. Our time is very valuable. We have a lot of things that we're responsible for. Around our time, we have to make time for family. We have to make time for our spouses, our kids, our friends, our business, our life, our peace, our joy. So my time can't be wasted. My time can't be sucked away by doing things I don't want to do. And so you have to have boundaries around what you're willing to do with your time and what you're not. And relating to time, you should also have boundaries around when you're available and when you're not. So I'm going to discuss some scenarios around time that I've experienced. So I had a client one time who would contact me at all hours of the night. And because I didn't have a boundary around time, I felt obligated to respond. And this was a very demanding client who, if I didn't respond, they would send me multiple texts, multiple emails. It was crazy. And looking back on it, that was probably a client I should have fired anyways, because even though I didn't have a boundary in place, they were still inconsiderate. However, I can't put the blame on them because I never set an expectation around how I expected to be treated. So ultimately, that was still my fault. So if you don't have time boundaries in place, you need to add your business hours to your website or to your social media so your customers know when you're available and when you're not. Simple. So if you have a customer who regularly oversteps your time boundary, then you can simply respond and say, You're welcome to contact me outside of my regular business hours, but I won't be able to respond until the next business day during my scheduled business hours. So I remember when I used to feel so frustrated about customers not like agree or following my time boundaries. And what I realized was that I was giving them too much control. I was saying, don't contact me after 10 o'clock. Don't contact me after 5 p.m. Don't contact me at midnight. Look, I don't care when you contact me, but I won't respond until the next business day during my scheduled business hours. So setting a time boundary isn't you saying, don't contact me during this time. It's saying that you can contact me whenever you want, but I'm not going to respond until my scheduled business hours on the days that I'm letting you know I'm available. So take back your power and control over your time. Let your customers know when you're available and when you're not. Now, the third area that it probably makes sense for you to have boundaries around is communication. So how can customers contact you? Is there a specific way that you want customers to contact you or book with you? So I know a lot of business owners don't like getting DMs. It can get a little bit overwhelming getting lots of DMs. And so if you don't want customers DMing you, you can simply have an automated message set up in your DMs. You can set this up through like some apps where if someone DMs you, they'll get an automatic reply. And it can say something like, I don't discuss services or scheduling in my DMs, but you are welcome to send me an email. So you're not saying don't DM me. You're saying you can send me a DM if you want, but I won't be discussing scheduling or business in the DMs. That'll only be discussed via email. And you can also have a note about that in your bio so that people know that you're not going to respond to service or product requests in your DMs. Here's another boundary way you can address your boundary around communication. So let's just say you have customers calling you on the weekends or on any given day. You can have a communication that goes to your customers that says, look, you can call me outside of regular business hours and leave me a voicemail, but I won't call you back or answer unless you call me during my regular business hours on a business day. So again, this is not you putting your communication in their control and saying, don't contact me on the weekends. You can't control what people do. You can only control how you respond to what they do. So instead of saying, don't call me on the weekends, you can say, you're welcome to call me on the weekends, but you're going to get my voicemail. So you can go ahead and leave me a voicemail and I'll respond on Monday. Simple as that. So those are three areas you should probably have boundaries around in your business. I know everyone's business is different, so these tips may not apply to everyone, but from my experience, these are areas where I've had to establish boundaries in my business to protect my peace. So just to review what we discussed, we should have boundaries around our product or service offerings so that there are clear expectations about what we're willing and able to offer and what we're not. We should also have boundaries around our time so that we're in control of when we're available to our customers instead of being at our customers' every beck and call. Speaking of that, I even had a client make a joke to me about that one time. Yeah, Nia, you know you're available at my every beck and call, right? And I was so offended. I thought, I'm not even going to go into that, but you have to give people an expectation around when you're available and when you're not, otherwise you'll be used and abused. And then you should also have boundaries around communication so that your customers understand and know where and when you're going to respond and where you're available to discuss business. Maybe you don't like DMs and that's okay. So create the expectation that you're available to discuss business via email. All in all, you will feel more joy around doing what you're passionate about and running your business and being a CEO if you honor yourself and put yourself first. So I challenge you this week to identify areas where you need to set boundaries so that you can protect your peace and feel good in all that you do as a CEO. take some time to reflect on the days where you felt good, where you were in your element, in your zone, you felt aligned. And then think about what boundaries you can put in place to make more of your days just like that. All right, that's all I have for you all this week. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean a lot to me if you'd share this episode on your Instagram or TikTok or Facebook story. Don't be shy about this content. I know there's someone on your page that needs this episode. So share it with a boss friend on your social media and tag us at Solopreneur Hustle. I'm also on Instagram at nialewis.co. And you can take that a step further by leaving us a review on the Apple Podcast app if you're listening on your iPhone. When we get reviews, this pushes the podcast up in SEO and helps more people discover the podcast. So if you could just do me a small favor and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast app, that would be amazing. All right, I hope y'all have a great week, and I'll talk to y'all next week. Continue to move onward, upward, and forward. Until next time. Hey y'all, thanks for listening to this week's episode. To stay connected between episodes, subscribe to our email list using the link in the description for this episode. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Solopreneur Hustle, and don't forget to share the Solopreneur Hustle podcast with a boss friend. I hope you have a great week, and thank you for supporting the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. Until next time.